broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow American, Sam Bushman, live on your radio. This is the broadcast for July 13th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. Yes, indeed, we the people can make a difference, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the broadcast. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome back, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Kirk Crosby back with us on your radio. And, of course, we're going to be talking about Donald Trump and election fraud and everything else. That's Kurt's go-to these days until we have honest elections. You can't blame him, folks. It is a serious, serious issue indeed. But before we get to that, Kurt, did you see the interview that I did with Alex Newman of the JBS, a New American Magazine?
When I was looking through some of the notes, last night, I think it was, or maybe early this morning, but when did you do that one?
Yeah, I did it at Red Pill. Been?
Oh, okay.
And then it got released on November the 12th. Alex released that video and article and stuff like that that he did. Anyway, I point to the New American.
Yeah, I think
we
talked about it before.
What a great news service. So, again, July the 12th, it came out.
Oh,
which is what, yesterday, I guess?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's
anyway, it's a video.
Back in.
I did it at the Red Pill Expo live, and then he put it up on the New American yesterday.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, the reason I'm bringing it up, though, is I commend the New American.
Mm-hmm.
A positive news service making a difference, right?
Yes. Very, very true. New American, we've trusted them for years.
Yeah, so I commend them. I'm grateful for them. And by the way, Eldon Stahl will be with us on Thursday, so 2 days. On Thursday, he is the JBS field director in our area. He'll be on with us. He joins us once a month. We oftentimes also have on Alex and others, too. So that's good news. But anyway, I just thought I'd bring your attention to that article and video interview. I think it was quite well done by Alex is why I bring it up. And I commend the New American. It's just a chance for me to promote them. That's why I'm bringing it up, Kurt.
Great work, Sam, as usual.
So anyway, there you have that. All right. Mm-hmm. There's so much to talk about. I guess President Trump was at CPAC, right?
Well, that's correct. And that's, I think it's finished. They finished it up over the weekend, as far as I understand. But
right,
you know, a lot of stuff going on there, and you know, and that pretty much, I guess you could say would be the big news that I think it was in Texas this time, right? Is that right?
I'm not positive where it was. You know, there's so many events going on at the same time and near each other. It's kind of hard to. You know, keep track.
Yeah, they say CPAC 2021 America uncanceled. Dallas, Texas, July 9th through the 11th. So, yeah, just completed, just barely. You know, the Mercury News boys give, I noticed that was one of the sources you used in one of the recent news batches that you had there. Mercury News says 5 takeaways from CPAC's gathering in Texas. So there's a lot going on there. I would like to see them talk more about other things, but they're just basically, they say Trump continues to lie about his loss. So these guys, that's what they're, you know, subheadline is January 6th attack rewrite also taking hold. Rewrite. So we've known about how that works. Whoever's in charge can rewrite history the way they want. So maybe the Mercury News is not what you'd call your friendly news source, but at least, you know, you get info from different places. They get this one from CNN.com wire service, they say. And, you know, they go through and they say that in his 90-minute speech, Trump repeated his now familiar lie that widespread voter fraud cost him the 2020 election.
And this gets old, Kurt. The more we go into this, the more we highlight this, the more we focus on it, the more pay dirt we get that it is not a lie, that it is factual. Just like they complained Donald Trump lied when he said the virus came from China, leaked from a lab, and they said, oh, that's a lie. And then they, a year later, admitted, well, they were lying because they didn't want to admit Donald was telling the truth. Same thing here, Kurt. It's going to come down to the wire and reality check. More and more evidence coming out that they lied. There is vote fraud. There is evidence of shenanigans and manipulations from the Sidney Powell information that continues to come forth to the Mike Lindell and many others. And this just is, wow. The more they lie, the more the truth comes out, Kurt, it seems. Their credibility is flat out in crisis.
Well, true, but as they continue the media wars, and as you've always taught us, Sam, he who owns the media makes the rules, and these people know how to manipulate and use the media. Our buddy at frankspeech.com there, Mike Lindell, really understands that principle very well now. You know, because you're just talking about people who, hey, they want to be there if they can make fun of him or whatever. But and if he's got real news and really useful information, then they're like, well, we don't really have time for that. You know, we'll move on to something.
Yeah,
different.
And then they go back to his days when he you know, didn't live as quality of a life as he lives now, never letting him live down his mistakes in the past, never letting him change, never letting him improve. It's kind of interesting how they do that, too. To me, I think the guy's a hero, and I commend him for conquering his drug addiction, for his leadership in patriotism. I think the guy's tremendous, and I give him a lot of kudos and a lot. What a man of courage and strength of character and everything else. I commend him. I don't down him for this like they do. I just think that they're a disgrace. But the article in the New American that I had, "Freedom Fight is Winnable," says radio star Sam Bushman. That's what Alex wrote. And I basically say the battle for the sacred cause of liberty is winnable. And there's more to be encouraged by now than in any time in decades. They need not underestimate the American people. They're going to lose. America's still a shining on the hill. We the people shouldn't be underestimated. We win in the end. I got news for them. Anyway, that's the kind of the summary of the discussion between me and Alex. But I bring this up in context of President Trump, of the truth on election fraud, of Mike Lindell, and all that we're doing. They used to have complete control of the media. They're losing control fast, too, Kurt.
Well, it's true. There's more and more and more sources to go to pick. I can't even tell you how long it's been since I've been to the Drudge Report or ABC or CBS or NBC or, you know, I mean, so many others. But, you know, you go to frankspeech.com and you'll see live what they call their Lindell TV, you know. And so Mike Lindell continuing to, you know, just push forward in the media. They got broadcast 24/7 live. You know, these are refeeds right now, but they're from CPAC, you know, so you could see all that.
Yeah, but when you say refeeds, Kurt, I want to be very clear. They're refeeds, yeah, but they're fresh content. A lot of people didn't get to see CPAC this time.
Good point. Yeah, exactly.
And so to me, for example, last week I did a couple of refeeds too, but you know what? It's such fresh content and relevant to today's information that I don't know that it matters. I just need time to be able to get caught up to it all. That's all. Just like everybody else, they're discovering frankspeech.com and these new platforms. And they're trying to just get caught up. There's a lot of content rolling out.
That's right. And in today's world, they just call it a podcast, which is basically something that was pre-recorded, pre-done, and it's there for you when you want it. We used to kind of rely on places like YouTube for it, but then they start, you know, editing or eliminating certain things.
Censoring,
so
yeah.
So then you gotta, that's exactly the term that ought to be used. And then they, you know, they're going to go the way of all the others, I think, you know. And so there's a lot of things happening. You mentioned Sidney Powell, and she's, I think, on target as ever. Mike Lindell, same way. And yet, you know, if you search the standard, you know, Google them or whatever, you're going to find only negative stuff and or nothing at all. And that's just not the way it is, right?
Yes, for sure. And I bring this up, Kurt, because I'm the one that gives these speeches called the new media taking, you know, takes center stage. I'm the one that basically says, hey, yesterday your media is done. You know, we the people can take back the narrative, and we the people can make a difference if enough of us get involved and fund, you know, new media ventures and stuff like that. And, man, I'm just seeing more and more and more in this realm. So the headline that I wrote for this is that Trump addresses CPAC in Dallas, Texas. And in his speech, interestingly enough, he took a swipe at Hillary. He identified the American that he called the most angry person in the United States today. That name is Hillary Clinton, he said. The former U.S. senator, I guess, lost big. And first lady who lost to Trump during the 2016 election. I got more on this. We'll come back, talk about that. We'll talk more about, have you checked out frankspeech.com yet? And we'll talk about, what's this guy's name? John Lindell, I think is how you say his name. We'll talk about him, too. We got a lot coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, on your radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So Mike Lindell really put together frankspeech.com. In my mind, a great news service. And there's more and more people getting involved everywhere. I mean, even John Stossel now is saying we can take back the media from the enemies. If you don't know John, he's an author, he's a libertarian TV host, now he's got John Stossel TV. Everybody's starting to get in on the TV action. I stick with radio, but I'm going to probably start doing some videos here pretty soon, too. Because, man, the Alex Newman video stuff is just tremendous. So I'm interested in getting into that a little bit. I'm going to have somebody, my wife or somebody, polish me up for a video, I guess. I don't know. something. But Kirk Cosby's with me, ladies and gentlemen. Discussions of all things Liberty, localhoneyman.com, his website. If you want raw honey delivered directly to your door, go to the local honeyman or get a hold of him. You can text him or call him, 801-669-2211. Or you can email him, Kurt, that's C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. But Trump was in CPAC in Dallas, Texas, and he covered a lot in his speech, but he really trashed Hillary Clinton. Here's the interesting thing. He basically called her the most angry person in the United States today. That name is Hillary Clinton, the former U.S. Senator and First Lady, who lost to Trump during the 2016 presidential contest. Why didn't you cheat for me? I could have been somebody. Anyway, Joe Kovacs with the piece, WND.com, writing it, relating to Donald Trump's prose on the CPAC campaign stage. He was the cap or final speaker there. He rounded out the event great, very well done. But I bring this up because he's saying, hey, Hillary's angry because why didn't you cheat for me? As opposed to why did you cheat in 2020 then for Joe, but not for me? Anyway, very interesting assessment, Kurt.
Well, you're right on target, Sam. And, you know, when they continue to hear, at least if you listen to the president, Donald Trump, and hear the claims and the facts, you know, and this whole these whole arguments where, I mean, before you had the Democrats, a number of them, when it was time for the 2016 elections, if I remember right, they were all complaining about how dangerous it was with these voting machines and all that kind of stuff. And yet now somehow, they're all okay and everything was fine for this last election. And yet Mike Lindell, who Newsweek, in their article about him says, you know, they just call him a conspiracy theorist and all this kind of stuff. And yet, you know, when you look at the president, President Trump, the former president there, saying exactly what happened, they got the facts. And, you know, when people don't want to hear them, you know, then they just like this one CNN piece said, I remember when the C in CPAC stood for conservative, not conspiracy, you know. So now they just label everything from CPAC and, you know, anything there, they just use that word conspiracy, which means, hey, you're just supposed to just leave it alone, right, Sam?
Yeah, move along. Nothing here. Move
nothing
along.
To hear. Yeah,
now, what I find interesting is they also took a straw poll.
Yeah.
At CPAC, right, Kurt?
I didn't see the results of that, but I assume.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I should look for that, I guess. Let me
see. Man, you got to check out CPAC 2021.
All right.
Straw poll results, ladies and gentlemen. What do they call it? Trump wins in a, I don't know if you call it a landslide.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to, for the 2024, they say it's an unscientific.
Of course.
Yeah. Poll there, Kurt.
If Hillary would have won, they wouldn't even mention that, you know, or something like that, you know. But in this case.
Yeah, they say it's a straw poll for the 2024 president. Who do you want for president in 2024 is the straw poll. Trump won it. How do you call this? Landslide? Do you say handily? What word do you use? You know, he easily wins.
Good point.
I don't know what words to use. But, Kurt, the results were overwhelming. Trump easily wins CPAC straw poll for the 24 president. He raised his fist before he spoke, going, yeah! Can you blame him? CNN with the piece, Kurt. You got to go to CNN for your news, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the headline from the Orlando Sentinel says, DeSantis wins big in 2024 presidential straw poll, but still takes back seat to Trump. So
yeah, he got 70% of the votes, Kurt.
So that's how they're, you know, putting it down. You know, anyway, it's just they say DeSantis got 68% of the vote from attendees in the non-Trump poll, So in other words,
so here's what
Trump
they did.
Out of it.
Let me just tell you what they did. So Trump won 70%, Kurt. That's why I say handily. That's do you say landslide? What do you say? 70% is overwhelming, if you ask me.
That's right.
Well, then they did a poll and they took out Trump to see what it would be like if Trump wasn't there. And then DeSantis got like 58% or something like that. I can't remember after that. And so, you know, I guess the runner up is Ron and Kristi Noem, some of these people. And don't get me wrong. They're fine people in many ways, concerned about them in some ways. But nevertheless, when Trump is in the room, he easily wins the poll, Kurt. It's not even close.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
I find that interesting. Now, they say the three-day event wrapped out on Sunday in Dallas. There was a dozen candidates, but he still took 70% of the delegates. Now, in his speech, Trump made it clear that if he runs, he expects a rematch with Joe. He says Joe Biden has brought our country to the brink of ruin. Right here in Texas, we are at the epicenter of a border migration crisis. Unlike anyone has ever seen before in the U.S., in the history of our country. In the straw poll, again, we said Governor Ron DeSantis had 21% of the vote. In the second poll, which imagine Trump did not run, then DeSantis took more than two-thirds of the ballots, I guess they say.
Yeah.
The former president, Donald Trump's son, Donald Jr., Kurt, finished third with 4%. I find that kind of notable as well. Interesting.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump Jr. chose this program to be on during Super Tuesday, don't you know? So that's kind of an interesting twist, I might just kind of add, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, there you have it. Anything else about CPAC or, you know?
You know, I can't think of much else to add that, you know, except for the way the different people look at it. You know, I mean, you've got the fans and supporters of the president, Mike Lindell, you know, and me and some of the others who say, man, it's fantastic. You know, 70% of the people are supporting him. And then the other ones, you know, the CNNs, the Newsweeks or whatever, they're going to say, you know, stuff like, I remember when the C and CPAC was conservative, now it's conspiracy, you know. So in other words, you know, that's their way of looking at it.
But these are the same people that tell you that all the Republicans are against Donald.
Yep, good point.
So now it's a conspiracy thing. CPAC, it's only for the whacked out part of the party. The rest that aren't there, right? What it really means, Kurt, is we're taking over.
He's having his party somewhere else, you know.
Uh-huh. Where's that? In his basement?
He has a real small room for that, I think.
I guess he does. I mean? But what they're not wanting to admit, Kurt, is we've taken over.
I think so. Sure.
And is there enough of it yet? No. We need to keep working at it, folks. Don't think that you've got it done. Okay, don't fall asleep by the other end after you score a basket so they, you know, nail a three on you. Hold tight. Stay with the fight. Don't, you know, lose focus. But yet we're making tremendous progress in the media, on the CPAC stage, everywhere. Because what do they do when he's the speaker at CPAC and he says, hey, Hillary's the most angry person in America because she wishes they cheated for him like they did for Joe. How do they stop that from being news, Kurt?
Well, they just don't cover it, Sam. I mean, they just...
I know, but when we cover it, then they look idiotic when they don't cover it, and then people start to gravitate towards us more and more and more and more. Their fate is sealed, my friend. The more they ignore the real news that's coming out, the more they ignore the real narrative that Americans want to hear about, see, believe in, trust in, focus in, the more they become rendered irrelevant. They used to be so relevant they could force their agenda. They're losing that day by day, Kurt.
Exactly.
In fact, Trump has been talking about the media is at an all-time low. Did you see this?
Well,
trust in media is at an all-time low.
For him, huh? Yeah, good point.
Hits a new low in new polling. Anyway, we'll tell you about that coming up. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Running away from their responsibilities, Texas Democrats fled the state to Washington, D.C. Tim Berg reports.
Texas Democrats are leaving town and skipping their responsibilities to prevent a vote on a Republican-backed elections bill. Party officials tweeted the lawmakers are risking arrest by leaving the state to keep the Texas House from having a quorum. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says there's a lot of bluster regarding this Texas voting law.
The rhetoric here outstrips what's actually being done. Let's look at the Texas bill. The existential threat to voting is by saying we can't have 24-hour voting or drive-through voting. That's an existential threat when, in addition, you're adding more days of early voting, you're adding more drop boxes. That's all in the Texas law.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, many of those Texas House Democrats visiting Washington, D.C.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com. With promo code WAR50, fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
California Governor Gavin Newsom will appear on recall ballots without his Democrat Party label after losing a last-minute legal fight Monday. A 2019 law that Newsom signed allowed elected officials who are the targets of recalls to list their party designation. But Newsom's legal team failed to respond to the recall petition in February 2020. The judge said the court is not persuaded. A new Gallup poll shows where Americans stand with COVID-19 protocols. Dan Naraki reports.
A new Gallup poll shows that Americans have already moved on from social distancing. The poll conducted in June showed that less than 1 in 5 Americans said they were completely or mostly isolating themselves from people outside of their household. Nearly half of respondents said they've made no attempt to isolate themselves at all. Other results in Gallup's monthly COVID survey showed that 59% of Americans said that their social life was back to where it was before the pandemic, with 49% saying their personal financial situation had also returned to normal.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby riding shotgun. Today we're talking about this new poll out. A new poll finds that trust in the media has never been lower, and that the majority of Americans believe that the outlets bringing them their news are more interested in pushing a political agenda than telling the tale of real news, who, what, when, where, why of stories. That's according to a survey conducted by the global communications firm Edelman, I guess, via Axios or Axios, which obtained the results, they say, exclusively. They say 46% of Americans trust traditional media. That's the lowest number ever recorded in the 20 years that Edelman has obtained the data. The mistrust stems from a widespread belief that delivering the news is not the number one priority for people who deliver the news. The Edelman survey found that 58% of the people Americans think most news organizations are more concerned with supporting an ideology and promoting a political position than informing the public. 56% believe the fourth estate is purposely trying to mislead people by saying they know that are false or gross exaggerations. The Edelman numbers, believe it or not, tracks with Gallup's findings as well, Kurt. Gallup over the last decade has consistently put the percentage of Americans trusted media in the low 40s. So now you got two polls literally making the same statement, Kurt. You want to respond to this one?
Well, the two polls you're talking about, you know.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't really know what to add. That's just seems like more and more of what we're used to, right, Sam? I mean, we're told that, hey, certain things are one way, and then we find out they're just, you know, when you look the real truth, they're the opposite way. And, of course, it all depends on what information people are given. You know, I mean, I've got a neighbor that, you know, he thinks that the best source of information is AOL, you know, or you know, the guys that are the government media, you know, the NPR folks and stuff like that. And I just think, wow, no wonder if I consumed that kind of information, then I would have a completely different way of looking at things. You know, I believe, don't you think?
Yes, for sure. And I bring this up, Kurt, because it's interesting to me. We've been telling people about this before Gallup. And we've been telling people about this before this Edelson or whatever it is group that, you know what, people don't trust the media. The media has an agenda. They lie. Now, we have an agenda, too. Okay, let's be very clear. We have an agenda, too. The difference is we tell you what our agenda is. Our agenda, exactly. Our goal, our focus is to promote God, family, and country, protect life, liberty, and property. We want to carry forward America and the traditions of our founders. We believe America can be restored to its former greatness. Morality in the people is the key to getting that done. The family is the fundamental unit of society that is about God, family, and country. We're very clear about our agenda. The problem is they pretend they don't have an agenda. They're like, we report, you decide. Or they're, you know, the who, what, when, where, why of a story. They don't distinguish when they're giving you those facts versus when they're giving you their own political opinions. And so they've lost credibility to the point where Americans just don't trust them. Kurt, we're filling the void like never before.
Great point, Sam.
Now check this out. Even John Stossel, Kurt, emails me and he says this. Mm-hmm. How you and I can overthrow the fake news media. I mean, people like John Stossel are saying that, Kurt.
Amazing, huh?
Well, I'm glad these guys are coming to their senses. I've been telling them that, and you've been telling them that for a long time, buddy. It's the 25th exactly year anniversary right of Liberty Roundtable Live. We've been at it for a while, buddy.
So true. So very true, Sam.
We're in the middle of our third decade. We had Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, on with us just yesterday, RonPaulInstitute.org. And we talked about their political leadership school coming up in July 31st, last Saturday of the month. Lunches included 9 to 5, helping people understand how to make a difference, how to work for solutions from the inside out, as opposed to looking at the outside, you know, being on the outside looking in. Tremendous education there for hardly anything. We talked about the Ron Paul column. It's Saigon in Afghanistan. Ron Paul, we're at war all the time. Why? What are we going to do? Go there, create war for literally decades, train and fund and arm people to the teeth, then we're just going to walk away? Now, he's not saying walking away is bad. He's famous for saying if we can march in, we can just march right back out. But it's interesting, though, what he focuses on, right? This is critical, Kurt. You want to respond to that one?
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And, you know, when he says it's Saigon in Afghanistan, you know, what he's talking about is when our country, you know, and the different leaders we have decide to leave places that we've basically been in, the freedom-loving people that have been supporting us there are pretty much left high and dry, and many times they're left so that they're slaughtered by the incoming communists. And that's what I see is probably going to be happening there in Afghanistan. Just once again, and that's so many times it's sad to see when the wrong people are in office and the wrong people are leading things like our military, etc. Our friends get left to the slaughter, it seems like, so many times. You know, one of the things that I found interesting, you know, when you look at this whole picture here, Sam, I was going to ask you about something. There's a term in the high-tech world, they call them packet captures, and I wanted to see if you're familiar with that. I had not heard much about it or even known of the phrase at all, but apparently when it comes to you know, the stuff on the internet or any of the this kind of high-tech world, there's little packets that are sent across the internet, and these packets are, I guess you could say, it's almost like the DNA of the internet. In other words, you know, it's it tells you a lot, or they tell you a lot.
Yeah, Kurt, let me give you a little tidbit of how it works. This, I'll put it on the kitchen table for you to kind of make sense. The reason they call it the DNA of the internet, Kurt, is because as packets travel across the internet, everything is based on
bits
layers.
Bits of information is what a packet would be.
Yeah, bits of information. That's right. Packet would be a chunk of information. That's right.
All right.
But the chunk of information is created by building layer upon layer upon layer. And it's wrapped in the next piece that relates. And so as you send a packet, at first, layers continue to get added more and more and more and more. But then as it starts to be delivered, there's a point where it starts to then strip off those layers.
All right.
And so we add a bunch of layers, which contains all kinds of details. First, it's the information that you're wanting, a piece of audio, a piece of video, a piece of text, a piece of a graphic. That's the core of what's sent. But we wrap it in all these layers that has all kinds of details about where it came from, how big it is, what's ahead of it, what's behind it, what's to follow, how much, all these details are included. And so the path of where it came from, where it's going, all these details are wrapped around this thing. And what we do is we wrap it up like a big old package. And then as it gets closer and closer to the other end, we decode that package, if you will, and get to the core of the information. So it's an assembly on one end and then a deassembly on the other end. It's encoding and decoding these bits of data. And the reason that I tell you that is you don't have to understand how complicated it is, but you need to understand that at the core is this information. But all those details that are gathered and injected or packaged along the way with this information. Let's say I send a message to my wife that says, I love you. I love you is the core information. But as it goes now, it's going to shrink that so that it's smaller. It's going to wrap it in where it came from. So my computer, my router, my location, my IP address, all kinds of things. I won't go into the rest of it. And then it's sent. But it's not sent all at once. It's sent in a bunch of pieces. And those pieces are divided up so we can send it. And then they're put back together at the other end. So if I send part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you might get it as 1, 2, 5, 4, 3. Because it might come out of order. All the delivery times aren't the same. But it's smart enough to go, oh, because of all that packet of information, I know that I got to reorganize it to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Got it. Good. Now I can decode it. Now it makes it. Oh, and then my wife sees I love you on the other end because it encoded it, added all the details, decoded it. Well, the point that I'm getting at with all this is it's traceable. When we come back, Kurt will kind of finish his point on this, and I'll tie it together with the comments that I've made because I think they're relevant, and I think they'll put a tale together that's very understandable to the average American person. Hang tight. We'll do it in seconds. Kurt Crosby on your radio. I am Sam Bushman, and this is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live radio program.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, we're talking about packets on the internet. I've explained kind of how they work a little bit in summary terms. Don't call me and tell me it's more complicated than that. I understand. I just want to get a simple explanation on the kitchen table. Kurt, from that point, continue, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam. And the reason I bring it up, it's a phrase that I've just learned about just recently as I was watching and, paying more attention to what Mike Lindell and some of the programs he's been on Lindell TV there. It's called... transfer, is that what it was? Or packet, cyber. Let me find it again here. There's a lot of information, but packet captures. Yeah, sorry.
Yep, there you go.
And according to what they say, these are permanently frozen in time, and that you can't edit these packet captures. And so apparently, according to Mike Lindell, and he's secured like 1,000 hotel rooms in South Dakota, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, for this cybersecurity event that will be held August 10th through the 12th. Going to have cybersecurity experts from at least 6 other countries that are attending. They've invited the media as well as, all the members of the, your representatives, senators, congressmen, et cetera, that would like to be there. And then, of course, all these cybersecurity experts and basically he's going to show this, what he calls conclusive proof of the election fraud and the foreign election interference using these, packet captures. According to Cloudflare's article, they say, what is a packet? And I think this goes right along with what you're saying, Sam. It says, not all packets are good or useful, and not all network traffic is safe. Attackers can generate malicious network traffic, data packets, etc. They say many feel that the manipulation of packets by Dominion software led to the votes being flipped from Trump to Biden. This is, by the way, I'm reading from an article from something called Community Digital News. And I mean, you have to hunt really hard to find anything, any coverage of this cybersecurity event that's coming up in basically a month, with like 1,000 hotel rooms secured for it, et cetera. It says Lindell's proof of election fraud, if true as he claims, would require action by the Supreme Court and or the military via tribunals, particularly since the Democratic-held Congress seems to believe they are above the law. Since dozens of election fraud lawsuits filed by Trump and his allies previously have either been dismissed or failed on technical grounds in both state and federal courts, many are now skeptical. They say some are growing even angrier and demand those who are paid to run this country, do their jobs, and keep their oaths of office. I mean, imagine.
All right, so let me explain how this works a little bit more now, yeah. Kurt, that you've given kind of the breakdown of the reason we're talking about this. Mike Lindell says he has packet captures. And now cyber experts have validated Mike Lindell's packet captures. And it's true, they're frozen in time. You capture it. So let me explain. I told you that these packets assemble themselves, they encode, and then they decode and deassemble themselves. And they basically are based on these layers. And every layer has a reality to it. It either confirms that something's valid, it confirms a location where it came from or where it went through or where it's going to. It documents details of what software might have been used for it, what data is being transferred with it. You can look at the protocol that was used to send it. I can go on and on, okay? I don't want to make it complicated. I'm just telling you that all those details are there. They're encapsulated in this packet, this bit of information. And the reason that this is so critical is because there is software, Kurt. It's called a packet sniffer.
All right.
And there's other software, capturing software, which if you monitor a stream of data, you can capture it, log it, archive it, and then you can evaluate it. And you can run all kinds of forensics on that captured packet or series of captured packets. And the information you can know is tremendous. Let me compare it to when Joe Arpaio had his forensic experts research the PDF document that Barack Obama claimed was his birth certificate. There are details, Kurt, that can be analyzed to prove, without a doubt, what was done or not done to a given document. And they have proven in the layers of that document that the birth certificate's a fraud. Well, the same thing's true with this packet data, Kurt. You can back into saying, where did it come from? What device was it on? What IP address was used to send it? And you can say, well, I can spoof it, Sam, or I can run it through proxies, or I can do this and I can do that. I know. But if you're good enough, let me say that again, you can prevent from being deceived. You can eventually trace it. If you don't believe me, there's a guy who wrote a book called Ghost in the Wires. And this book documents literally this guy was a hacker and he tried to get away from the government. But over time, they eventually hunted him down and he lost. Got caught, went to prison, came out. Now he's a white guy hacker, but he tells the tale. And he thought he couldn't get caught because he thought he knew more than they did, but he lost and he got caught. Anyway, this is the truth with this data too, Kurt. It all has signatures. It all has thumbprints, if you will. It all has packeted details that can eventually tell the tale. And now forensic experts are using this captured packet stuff that's been logged to prove vote fraud. And it's a whole different ballgame than anybody else. Sidney Powell's documented this. Mike Lindell's documented this. More and more and more evidence is coming out to this. Anyway, I articulate that in hopes to help you explain exactly what we're talking about and why, Kurt.
Thank you, Sam. And, you know, every so often when Sam gets stumped on this whole, technology stuff, then he calls me and then I kind of update him on really how it works, of course, ladies and gentlemen, because, he knows where the real intelligence here lies. But back to this article, they say cybersecurity experts from at least six other countries will be in attendance at the cyber symposium. Their role to observe the evidence and offer their opinions. Mike Lindell recapped his announcement by saying, quote, it's going to change the world. It's going to change it. You know, it's going to show everything in this election was taken. And where we are in this battle with communism and the CCP, or that's short for Chinese Communist Party, and big government and everything. The article continues, says many Americans feel that Joe and Hunter Biden taking money from China prior to the election shows collusion. No. They question the credibility of people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, etc. Now, Lindell went on to say these 3 days in August, August 10th through 12th, are going to change history. We're going to say it's here, and now everybody looks at it, and you see and you tell me you can't change these internet data packet captures. They always are, for the time being, captured.
So let me add to this explanation, Kurt, now that you said that, because this is really critical to understand. Mike Lindell, in a new video posted to his frank.tv website. So they don't want to give the website. They just say Frank TV, but it's frankspeech.com. But it's called Frank TV platform. Said his team of cyber experts were able to validate data packets that were recorded in real time as they were exchanged between 2020 election voting machines / tabulation machines and the IP addresses that relate thereto in communist China. Now that's some bold claims there, Kurt, because that's something that you can absolutely document with data or not. Either you caught them in real time or you didn't, ladies and gentlemen. And you can't build those manually, meaning that you can't just assemble all those details. You can spoof a part of it, in other words, manipulate a part of it, but those who know what they're doing can uncover that manipulation or that insertion, okay? All I'm telling you is this is a very, very bold, direct, clear claim that can't be ignored and dismissed. Now, can they, when I say can't be ignored and dismissed, not from a factual point of view. As you know, governments can just ignore Mike and just continue to perpetuate their fraud, just like they've ignored Donald Trump and me and you and everybody else to date. But at some point, Kurt, I predict this will reach critical mass. At some point, the wheels are going to fall off on their fraud. Anyway, hopefully that helps people understand what Mike Lindell's saying. He's saying in real time, we caught packets. We can prove where they came from, where they're going to. And I'm telling you, they were routed through communist China. And it comes from election voting machines and tabulation machines, Kurt.
I think you're right on target, Sam. And Mike, as he now says, that legal experts in the mainstream news media are already attacking his planned symposium. Well, he's used to that, you know. He says, we will show you our proof that there was election fraud with laws broken, and you can try to defend or explain away the evidence offered. So the bottom line is he's putting it out there, and he just continues to push forward and continues to at least I remember years ago, I think it was, I remember somebody was going after Mike Lindell because he was advertising on some program. I don't know for sure if it was Sean Hannity or somewhere else. And he just responded by, instead of just shutting up and going away, he just responded by doubling his ads on the same program. And, he's pretty courageous dude. He's almost like a Joan of Arc in our time as a guy, you know, seems like to me. And then, of course, if you're speaking about Joan of Arc, you got to think of Sidney Powell and her website, for example, defendingtherepublicpact.com, where she tells you, here's what to do. You know, talk to your friends about these issues. Get involved in your local politics. Write articles or letters, stand up for American values, fly the flag, speak up and out, insist on honesty and integrity, sign up for our newsletters and send them to everybody.
So we're out of time for this topic because we're running into the end of the show. Are you available second hour tomorrow, Kurt? Are you available second hour tomorrow, Kurt?
Yes, I should be available, Sam.
All right, we'll have Larry Pratt with us tomorrow, first hour. Second hour will be Kurt Crosby again. And what I want to do is I want to dig into this Mike Lindell stuff because he is literally having a cyber symposium that'll break this down for the people. And I want to tell you about it. Kurt wants to attend it. I'm hoping we can get tickets. This is probably, I don't know what you want to call it, one of the most important things we could attend. Anyway, we'll dig into it more, find out more, cover it more tomorrow on your radio. I don't mean to cut Kurt off. We're just flat out of time. But I really want to focus on the new video posted documenting the captured packets and then the event, the symposium that he's putting together to highlight it before the whole world. I want to be there as media. Will you help us get there? God save the Republic.